let that boy live. Ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned in to your Herd Radio, where life moves from the verb of your words. That's right, that's the actions of your words. It is I, your host, soon coming, Amadi. And I'm on air with a special regular.
Yours truly.
That's right. I'm on air with Dolla Tika.
Hi.
Also known as Nas. How you living?
I'm good.
You got a fanny pack, nigga?
Take a moment. This song is getting played at our wedding.
Ooh.
Yeah, and as promised, we're back here in the air of your ears, in the flesh of your soul, bringing you growth,
aka leverage on your life decisions. So learn from our mistakes. You did.
So on this week, it's been quite a bit of time. I want to say a little bit over a month, but as you said, we're guaranteed to giving you your hit, your fix, just ways to educate from our personal experience. So I think we want to touch on growth today. Mm-hmm. So before we get into the meats and bones, how do you feel you've grown as of recently?
Recently? So within this month? Mm-hmm. Or are we saying...
Yeah.
You know, it's really hard to assess what growth looks like from point A to point B. And I mean, the month just started. So let's say starting from June 2021, I say it's been very proactive.
Proactive.
Very proactive.
How so?
When I think about being proactive, it's with my job business, mm-hmm. Chai, or we're just going to call it Chai. Getting myself signed up for farmers markets, mm-hmm. Getting the supply, getting the material, getting, you know, just little stuff like stickers and advertisement. I got myself a banner. I got me some bathing ape. Us to attach to my table when we do have those stands on the street. So I just think, starting my website, I have an online shop now. So if you are interested in getting yourself some homegrown ginger or rose and chai, I'm your girl.
Okay. So just to give people congratulations, first of all, you know.
And to be honest, this would have not been done and successful at all. It wouldn't even exist without your help.
I'm at a loss of words. Golly. I have to thank you first and foremost for, you know, inspiring me to inspire you. If you didn't give me the strength, I don't know how I can give you the strength. And I want to thank my mother and father, you know, for raising me strong bread, not too much milk. You know, it wasn't about McDonald's money. It was about the principle. And now I live by that. I ain't got time for McDonald's, but I digress. I'm just glad I could be there for you as a man and as your partner. And you didn't have to thank me, really. This isn't getting to my head. I promise you that. But as you know, let that boy live and girl freely and fluently.
Yeah, hey.
You're a big part of it. You got me signed up. You're like, hey, and you were on top of me. You were on my ass. You're like, okay, so I talked to them. This is what the process is. A, B, C, D. Do it. And I'm like, ugh, rolled my eyes. Because I wasn't ready. But you're not ready. You're never really ever ready. When I learned from just this whole experience, you're never really ready. You just have to do it. And just, it's not always perfect either. So your final product may not be perfect when you start. Mm-hmm. If you give it a shot and you get that feedback, you get the reactions from those individuals and how your product behaves in that environment or whatever, and how, like, that's enough for you to feel more energized to keep going.
Yeah, you got to get your feet wet, right?
Right.
Before you can learn how to swim.
I agree, and it sometimes takes a push, so.
Yeah, you got pushed in the pool.
I did.
In a pool of growth. So, hey, I just starting right there, you know, before we can get to the point of getting there, there was a lot in between. And what I want to highlight specifically today is a few points in relationships. I mean, we're definitely, how do I say this? Highlighting interracial relationships. So this one's for the ones out there that feel alone, for the ones that need a translator to speak from grandma to partner to spouse, for the ones whose parents don't accept them for the choices they made. And in turn, maybe you're not speaking with your parents all the time, or there's gaps in communication and there's no contact. So first and foremost, we want to let you know you're not alone. And this is what brings this segment of You Heard. We're going to continue to bring this up within once a month. And maybe even sort of when we have the bandwidth to do it more often for you. But we definitely are dedicated to giving you a community, right?
Yep. I agree. This is a support group. You can rely on us. I mean, the whole process of interracial, and if at the worst case scenario, you might, you might be in a space of grieving because A, you may have lost a connection or an entire soul, mm-hmm. you know, and this is that support group that we want to provide is, again, you're not alone and we're all going through this. And hopefully just listening in, you might pick up on a few tips and tricks to kind of navigate this space.
Yeah. So, hey, stole that. So what we're going to do is we're going to give you a few points. So learning, these are a few points I want to highlight. Learning to finish the discussion. Fellas, and, you know, some of you stubborn ladies, expressing well, concerns rather than silencing, you know, the beef. And as for bonus features, you know, how to keep your friends when in a long committed relationship, because it doesn't have to. Your partner isn't all your friends. Like, you need to manage that. It's not you get with a guy and you lose all your homegirls until you're single, okay? So I want to tap in on that. And a big glue to it all is the loss of, you know, communication. It's a reality, you know? It's something you're going to hear over and over again. The same way you hear there's plenty of fishes in the sea when you're trying to get through a breakup, you're going to hear you got to communicate to keep it going, to keep it working. And that word is just as lost and powerful as the word love. You know, it's a lot to communication. It's very complex, right? So let's start with finishing the discussion. All right. I think a big point in our relationship has been learning to finish conversations, or even take breaks from conversations, more importantly, that there is an agreement on, because you're going to all come to that point when you don't agree, where you find out, you know, everything isn't, oh, we match Tim's, oh, we match sweaters and crew necks, and then one day you're not matching, and it's a far off, like, you're wearing dress shoes, and I'm wearing Vans, you know, and it's just not complimenting, you know, yeah. And what do you do when you cross that bridge? So, and these growing points, like, I mean, we've went through all the phases. I mean, I feel like a natural one is just to ignore it and act like you're not agreeing, you know, just silence it. Act cool and be distraught, but go out unmatching rather than going, dang, I feel like we can compliment each other a little bit better before we go out. It's just, maybe if I don't say it out loud, I'll get over it. But then the whole time you're out, you're thinking,
yo, I know I'm not dappered up, dripped up, got half my side showing, and this boy came out looking like a scrub in Vans. You better find some pointy shoes before I point out of this relationship.
I think holding it in does so much more damage. It just is built up.
Fellas, oh fellas, this one's for us. Holding it in does more damage. I know we was raised to be tough, right? Keeping silent, silent strength. But nah, express that. Express that vulnerability so you don't implode in self. Now back to your program.
And then it comes out when you're like at a breaking point. Mm-hmm. And then you might say things that you can never take back and it stains the relationship. Mm-hmm. And so I know in the heat in the moment when that conflict or is created in mm-hmm. your head, because mm-hmm. it's in your head, right? The issues that you experience, like it's a very personal, the other partner may not find anything wrong, but you may be disagreeing. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to that point, it's really hard to find and collect the words and your thoughts. So it comes out really eloquently and as empathetic mm-hmm. as possible.
Yeah.
You have to be validating. It's an art. You have to edit that one out. But communication yeah. is an art. And especially, you know, again, it comes with experience. It comes with your upbringing, if your parents communicated. It was I know growing up in a foreign household, it was either as a man, you listen to me, it's my way. Because I am the head of household. I run the bills. I'm a proud father. And this is the way we're going to be. So there was really never really negotiation. It was, I'm fighting. Or you're going to listen to me, you know? And so that art of communication and really being very thoughtful with your words, it showed early in our relationship, the lack of it. Mm-hmm. And so that growth part came in where, you know, taking that deep breath and like really figuring out, okay, how do I come at him, without insulting him? Like if I don't, let's say even today, like you're wearing sunglasses, right? And I needed to figure out without belittling you or criticizing you, because is there a way in our approach? And also, is it worth even bringing up? Like, is this something that I can just live without because you treat me well and you make me smile, and even if it's like I'm not aligned, mm-hmm. This is something that I can just push aside and keep moving. Like, you know, like there, I didn't even bring it up until I was like, okay, I need to bring this up and I need to think this through because he matters, his heart matters, and I want to make him at the end of this conversation feel as empowered as he was when he was wearing them.
Yeah, so great point there.
Big deal, but what is a big deal is, hey, take those off, those look dumb, and then the vibe being killed. But finding a way to say it without killing the vibe is definitely an art, and it shows care. So love you for that one.
So pretty much before, we didn't really think about how we're coming at each other. You just do natural instinct. Hey, what are you doing? Why are you wiping it that way? That's dumb, right? And not thinking that's offensive, right? So then you learn, as you said, the art of communicating, being able to communicate in someone in a way. You know, I'm an Aries, I'm sensitive, so certain things would be just like, I'm going to hold it brittle or be just silent treatment after being talked to a certain way rather than be, you know, an aggressor. So there's different ways, but being silent can be, you know, aggressive to some people. Like, damn, like, say something, don't just hold that in. But that's like my defense mechanism, like a porcupine or something like that, you know? Just, all right, I'm going to just be quiet. I ain't going to say shit. And change the whole vibe. Just kill it. So learning how to speak with your partner is a key. And having this conversation. So for those of you listening, maybe you guys are together, maybe you're not. You know, I implore you to, you know, have that random conversation. Don't wait for it to be beef to go, let's talk about this now.
I will tell you, Googling stuff and asking your homies and your friends and your girls, like, okay, how do I deal with it? The best, most civil way possible can save a relationship. Yeah. I really went into the Reddit forums to figure out, how do I tell my boyfriend not to wear sunglasses in the house? Like, I went that deep because you were too precious for me to like break you apart, you know?
Yeah, that's true. But ultimately, it comes to asking the source. Reddit and your friends can also deter you. You know, you can go that through all true. These comments and go like, this is what they doing. And that's not your life, you know? I know fellas feel me on that. I feel like there's a strong community of girls going outside of everywhere but the source, you know, but at the same time, we don't know how to communicate. And they go to other people that in their friend circle to get the answer they need, right? I don't know. I guess like when I say that, it's good to counsel with your friends.
Yeah.
But it's also important to make your own decision and not mimic their decisions, you know, because everyone's different and built different and different models and different variables, you know?
Yeah.
And when you go into this comparison of what your friend's choice is compared to yours, there's so many things that could be different that I acknowledge talking to people when giving advice, especially if they ask me, not before being asked, but I have to let them know, like, we different, you know? You guys are together and your parents don't care. Your parents talk to you, or your parents even pay your rent or do other things. We're together. We don't have communication with half the parents. Like, our decision and the things behind our back is so much different on the foundation level than someone who's going to each other's barbecue and all this other stuff, you know?
The dynamic is very different. Like, every single scenario, every single relationship is very different. You can pull parallels, but again, the dynamic, that foundation, is very different, and not every single is applicable to another relationship.
Exactly. So this will segue completely into like expressing concerns rather. So we're in point two, guys. Expressing your concerns rather than silence beef. All right. So as a man, like personally, when I'm distraught or angry, I'd rather be silent or not bring it up and tell myself I'm okay. Now, I've come to learn over the years through going to, you know, men's seminars and also just seeing the temperature with different fellas that, yeah, that's like a common trend. Even when I think to, you know, other role models in my life, from like my father to my uncles, sometimes, you know, they're just quiet. So I never knew I was picking up those traits until I was actually living in it. So I'm over here going, just not much to say when I have a lot to say, but also it's so vulnerable to talk or ask for things that you just rather go, nah, I'm all right, and not ask and not say your feelings are hurt. You know, you're like, can't be weak. I have to just, I'm going to be okay. Cause I'm always okay. And I was okay before I met you, and I'm going to be okay after you're gone. You know, like, you just go with this whole mindset instead of releasing and taking a deep breath and going, yo, that hurt. Could you do it differently? But just to say those words, you know, it's like, as men, I feel like we have trouble doing that. Not all. There's, you know, there's ones out there, bless you, but, you know, teach us. So, and I have to think back to how we come up. Like, you know, when you're a kid and you see, if another guy sees a young kid trying to grind on a girl or something, they'd be like, hey. If they see a young girl trying to grind on a boy, they'd be like, hey, you better chill. You know, it's such a different tempo. It's not like, yeah, you get it. You know, the homegirls will be like, hey, but the guys are like, yo, that's my daughter, right? So it's just such a, like, as we grow, we have these different ways, growing pains of like how we grow as a woman and a man. So I'm talking on my part here, but like, one thing I want to bring for fun that I feel a lot of people go through in this express concerns rather than silence is the notorious cheating dream. You have a dream, I cheat on you, and you mad at me, and you wake up.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I think a week ago, and I told him to apologize, and Amadi did.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't hurt to apologize. I mean, naturally, you're asking me, like, a year ago, I'd have been like, well, I gotta apologize for your dream. Like, that was maybe an alternate version of me, but it wasn't actually me. Like, when I could just simply be like, all right, I'm sorry I hurt you, and move on with my day. You know what I mean? But then again, if you don't express, like, hey, I had a dream that you cheated on me, then you treated me funny all day long, and I don't know why. where this energy is coming from until the damage is all done. And then it finally is like, you cheated on me in my dream.
Yeah. Like, how, first of all, how are you going to come into my dream and terrorize it and go ahead and cheat on me? Mm. Like, there's so many violations and the disrespect. And it's a segue to like that silence. So I'm a big believer. Silence creates assumptions. Mm-hmm. And having assumptions, you get your own feelings hurt. And that's like the code I live by. Mm-hmm. You, with silence, you create assumptions.
But you have like a supercomputer mind of a billion assumptions all the time. Like, you know. Like,
and but I bring them up. If I rather bring up what I have ticking in my head, mm-hmm. and clear the air, and get that over with, mm-hmm. rather than me sit on those assumptions and start creating another billion.
That's true. But I have to say, it can be annoying going through all the assumptions, you know. Is this happening? No, it's not. Is that happening? No, that's not happening. Is that happening? Yeah, that is. Is this happening? No. All right. Damn, I'm tired of answering a billion assumptions. Mm-hmm. A billion. You know, so, like, you guys got to be prepared for that, I feel. I mean, it's just the truth, though, right? Like, it's a lot. After a few questions, it's like the answers aren't coming out jolly anymore. It's like, ugh.
I mean, as long as the other partner is happy at the end of the day, you're happy. You're a happy camper. Mm. Whatever you can do to ensure that the other partner is comfortable, and if they're at a point of ease, you're good, right? And that's kind of like when you go into a relationship.
So when you say whatever, or something like at ease is if you keep that mouth shut. You're like, wait, everything but that. You can't make them all happy, right?
You can't, actually. Yeah.
There's no way to perfectly both be. I was like, I'm happy when I'm quiet. Well, I need you to speak up. Right. So this is a shout out to all close friends. All right. This is, as we slide into the third point, like all close friends out there, y'all been in this situation. Let me paint a picture where your homie calls you. Yo, hello. Hey, let me tell you, this guy, tell me why it's funny how
he's stupid.
You know, go down this rant, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, your friend's there for you the first time, the second time, you know, on some boy who cried riff words, a boy who cried riff, like third time. But then by the fifth time, they're like, dump him already. Get yourself in a better situation. And I feel like, you know, you've been on both ends. You've been on the one like, yo, hear me out. And then, am I hearing this? Like, let it go.
So I used to be that girl who used to tell my friends, like, yo, just leave his ass. Mm-hmm. And then I went on until I was on the other side where I was like, damn, it's hard to leave his ass. Like, you know, there's so many, like, it's hard. And then I started changing the way I gave feedback to my friends. So if my friends were going through it, like, I actually gave them a platform to vent and like air it out and maybe also solutionize rather than be like, yeah, fuck him.
Yeah. Right? I know, like, it's he didn't have style anyway. About time. No. Right.
Yeah. So, finally.
So yeah, that's, I'm glad you said that. Solutionize and just finding a different way to give feedback because yeah, I was in the same position as you. When I was single, I was the guru of giving advice to all these people taken, right? Yo, you hurt.
The single ones, they are giving you the advice.
Leave. I sleep alone every day. You can do it too. But then when you start not sleeping alone, and then the reality is you're about to go back alone, it's like, wait, it's not as easy as I thought.
I can change.
Before I got in a relationship with you, I told myself, as soon as you don't make me happy, I'm just going to leave and go back to my life. And then when that day came, that didn't happen, and it wasn't easy. You know, like, here I am still. So, and I've been unhappy a lot of times, but I'm still here. So
you got something to say? Yeah. Is there something to say?
I ain't got nothing to say, but I got thoughts. How about you just keep that same energy of excitement you had when you first met me? That's all I'm gonna say. Okay. Yeah.
So I just wanted to like paint the picture. So for the friends out there, we're doing this for y'all. Thank you for listening. And you know, but this is what we can do to keep our friends, because there's too many times where you wonder why your girl don't have friends anymore. It's because she's venting about you. And then they tired of her ass.
Yeah.
And then they leave. They dump your girlfriend. And then now you got to be her best friend, her boyfriend, and all the above. You got to sometimes turn around and be like, girl, just so she can feel at home. All right. But this is what we're going to do. And I can't remember who told me this. I mean, if you remember, anyways, I thought this was genius. But taking the time to ask your friend if they have time to hear you vent, give them a pre-warning. Like, and the idea is you're going to have time to vent, but also sometimes people don't, they can't handle that. You know, they got to study for a final, word to the college folks, or they got a big seminar thing at their work tomorrow, or they got other things going down, you know, that just, it would just be too much on their soul to hear you talking smack, and they know you're going to go right back to bed and sleep next to the toxic thing you're talking about.
Damn.
Like, that's just the fact. You're in the toxic mode, and you're like, all right, yeah, do this, do that. And you're like, yeah, maybe I will. And then the next day, you're in and out with the same person you claim to hate, right? Mm-hmm. So the idea for your friend to make them feel better is to get their permission to talk smack that you don't mean. And then after that, and you feel you're, because that is necessary. Once you get it out and you feel clear, maybe you won't let out that toxicity. You'll take the time to come with a well-executed communication strategy to get off this toxicity that came out in the rough draft form.
Yep.
And then you have time to revise it and come in a more, I'm not going to, you know, destroy this. I just need to be able to speak your language. But
that's the best feedback you can give to your friends. It's not no longer like, fuck him. It's figuring out the gap is a communication. The gap is the misalignment, you know, and how are you going to bridge that gap? Mm-hmm. And so if you want to, ladies, gents, if you want to see your friends succeed in their relationship, mm-hmm. you know, teach your friend how to communicate their feelings. The feelings that they're expressing, caps, mm-hmm. in full caps, right?
But no paragraphs.
No paragraphs.
Nobody reads them. And when you get the one word answer,
and
player one defeated.
And hey. One thing I want to keep in mind is, it's keeping it professional, right? It's not, you did this to me, you're shit, you're drunk, you're trash. It's keeping it professional. Like, hey, when this happens, I don't like that. Do you see our future being built on that behavior? Can you see this, right? It's literally just laying it out and, you know, maybe like one or two lines. Hey, and just being straight.
That, I have to be able to swallow it a bit.
Pause.
Not get in the defense, not be like, well, when's the last time you, right? I have to be able to swallow it. Like, I didn't feel good. Maybe I do that. And maybe, fellas, say maybe. Maybe it's hard to just say, yeah, I did it. But maybe I do come across a bit angry. Maybe I could take you out more. At least get the starting point to start to feel the empathy, right? And because most of the time it's like you just go to attack in a way to deflect.
Yeah, defense mode, yeah, right? Like,
nah, well, if you had done this, I wouldn't have came, you know, and then we're not acknowledging it and moving on to what they're doing wrong. So it's hard to swallow, but it's definitely liberating when you learn how to and then just make changes, right?
Accountability is the first step.
Yeah. And accountability is hard. It's hard to look in the mirror and say, well, I guess it's hard to look in the mirror when someone says you ain't shit and for you to agree. That's what's hard.
That is
for you
hard.
To look in the mirror and talk smack about yourself is pretty easy because a lot of you do it all the time. I'm not this. I'm not fit enough. I'm whatever. We beat ourselves up easily. But it's when someone else does it, they're like, nah. Only I talk shit to myself. You hear me?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Like, so, yeah. And just going full circle, ask your friend if they have the room. Maybe they don't because they're dealing with their home life. And they don't want to hear your venting, but maybe the next day they do. And that way they'll stay around in your life a bit longer rather than just dropping bombs on them. And then they're just like, look, it's me or him at this point.
I have a really good friend that reaches out and asks if what my calendar looks like. She's like, when are you free? because she knows I am booked up with meetings back to back. And then I literally have shared my calendar with her. And so she knows, okay, at this time she's free. She has 30 minutes. I'm going to vent. And so whenever she asks me that, I know this is a time where I need to fully invest in this conversation because it's going to be a venting party. And I'm going to have to be in a space to like respond, listen, be insightful, you know, provide some grace, you know, and like fill her up with like love and energy.
Joy.
And joy.
Yeah, that's it. So when we come into this, so right now, like just to reiterate, we talked about expressing the concerns, you know, not keeping the beef silent.
Yep.
You know, learning to finish discussions, especially tough ones. And the art of finishing a discussion is it doesn't finish in one night. There's been so many times we stayed up till like
3 or 4 a.m.
and it never finished, but we're better off. But in order, like, let me not say don't finish it and just go sleep, but to align the time to continue.
You know, that, okay, two things. Never walk away from an argument. You might say, hey, I might need some time. Don't walk away. And two, this is something that we might have fallen off, but we need to bring this back, is when we're not seeing eye to eye, sleep in the same bed as your loved one. Like, don't go to sleep on the couch. Like, don't make that a tradition. And, you know, like, even if you're upset and you're not, you know, again, you're not seeing eye to eye, you know, don't turn your back when you're in bed. And
word to Vin Diesel, we never turn back on family.
Stupid.
but
just like that.
No, that's very true. It's hard, you know, when you're angry, go to bed together and, you know, switch it up. Face each other. No back to back.
Hella awkward.
Even when your eyes are closed, it's different. It's like laying next to a stranger when you're mad at each other. You're like, I don't even know you. So we feel it. But, you know, when maybe you just wait till one of you go to sleep and then hug each other. It's the best way to do it.
Do you know what my favorite is? When you're mad at each other, but you still tend to swing your leg over and grab them and hook them. You know, I know you're not touching each other. You're keeping your fingers to yourself. You know, you're tilted a certain way, but you still have that.
I'm dealing with you. That's all you're doing. So the art of, you know, the heated discussion is just setting a point. Like, fellas, you have to, what I've learned and like keys, and I'm still learning every day, but you have to set a time for everything in your relationship. It's the only way it will work, because they always asking what time you coming home and how you kicking it with your friends, right? Oh, who's going to be there? When you coming home, you're over here trying to do math. Well, if I leave at 9, if you allow me to leave by 9 and there's no more questions, then if I carry the 1, I'll be back by 11. It's best to be back before 12 or else you'll have an extra sauce of anger. So 11:30 question mark. But if it changes, hey, and you need to remember this line. If it changes, I'll let you know in the grace period, 30 minutes before I change my mind, right? Something like that. You can't wait till like at 11 when you said you'd be back to like, yo, by the way, but you know, try to peer and keep your eyes and check the vibe and be like, yo, it's 10:30. I know it's 11, but I'm giving you 30 minute hour text because they might be asleep. But I've learned those things. So just doing that, right? Then you got to do that with the same thing with debates that are unfinished. You have to be able to be like, yo, let's agree not to agree. This ain't over, but you're going to have free time after 12, after the other meeting tomorrow. We can finish this conversation then, you know? And now that will get you a lot further and in a better space mentally than just, yo, like, I just don't agree, whatever. And then good night, right? There's no clarity. There's no, we're finishing this. Did you just kind of brush over the issue? You know, so again, the setting the time is very important for that instance. So if that wasn't common sense, I'm bringing that to the forefront because it's not common. And just like the growth of getting into the business as you're exploring that and getting your feet wet, It's the same thing with this relationship. It's a work. It's a business. It's all the above.
A full-time job.
Yeah.
It's a full-time job. One thing I want to add on a statistic, 75% of all things in a relationship, you're not going to agree on with your spouse. The 75%. There's going to come to a point where, yes, you're going to have those arguments, and you're going to have those moments where you're not aligning, mm-hmm. but there's going to be a point where either you compromise or you realize it's not even worth the trouble. So fuck it. Let's just go with this. You know, maybe this is something we're not going to agree on, but we can see something like a perfect medium of, mm-hmm. you know, where we're like, okay, we can do some of this and we can do some of that. And you'll find like a good little hybrid mm-hmm. solution. Mm-hmm. But just know that 75% of all arguments, just 75% of all things you can think about, let it be who you're texting, who's your friends, places to go visit, wearing glasses in the house, wearing glasses outside the house, the shoes you wear.
Can you opposite sex photos on the gram? Like, those are real time issues.
Yep.
You know, can you go spend one-on-one time with another girl? Like, these are all things that you have these conversations, I'm sure. I'm trying to bring up raw ones because I know you're out there. We ain't just trying to treat the corny, but we just talked about that. Why'd you even bring it up? We listening right now. Now we about to talk about this shit again. Goddamn. But hey, gotta get over it. Gotta keep it going. But I think one, I always believe this. I just think conversating or asking is always better than not. That's just my philosophy. I think if you can have the room to ask, then you have the room to talk it out, and you have to be able to be approachable and not go even fellas, like if she's asking to do something, not just be a reaction, because then you know you're not likely to want to talk to your partner if they're reactive, even both ways, right? It's like, what's the point of acting? Because when as soon as I do it and it's something irritating, this is how you react. So I'd rather not. I already know what to expect, right? So if we can be able to absorb and then have the conversation, even when it's like something that just seems unorthodox or not, just something like, why are you even asking that? You should first be like, well, thank you for asking that, than sitting here asking me for forgiveness, right? Or, oh, I didn't ask. And then two, have the room to talk about it and not agree, but be like, you know, just be able to highlight, you know, the, like, yeah, I'm still not going to say yes, but, you know, I'm not going to say it with a frown or a scream or an aggravation. I'll just say it with like, nah, I just don't agree with that. You know, these are the reasons it doesn't fly with me. What do you think about my reasoning? That's better than like, hell no, right? Or what would you say?
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, so that's all. Just being able to, again, when you're having these difficult, inevitable conversations that can consist from anything around the world, you know, whether you decided to pay for the expensive insurance or not, or not get insurance or decline it and then get something lost or broken and deal all these things. Why didn't you get Apple Care? I told you you were clumsy, but you thought I was making fun of you, but that's just the life. That's just what you are. And you know, when I come into this, I think what's hard is when you advise something maybe, and then your partner ignores it or decides like, nah, and then it goes down to what you advised and how to deal with those situations without being like,
rather than saying, I told you so.
Hey, it's hard to fight, because I just got to say it. I told you so. Shit.
Ooh. Ah.
And not only did I tell you so, I, in fact, predicted this would happen. And that's the reason you're getting this lecture.
Ooh. Ah.
And I know every girlfriend hates the boyfriend lecture. But you're going to get it. I'm going to try to keep it under 25 minutes now. But I told your ass.
Ooh.
Because that's like, obviously you want to say it. Like, it's the first thing I want to say.
The first thing I want to say is, did we learn anything from this?
That's how you say I told you that, so classy.
Mm-hmm.
Did we learn something?
And then also,
I'm not going to say I told you. I'm just asking if you learn. All right. Maybe next time we'll do
things different.
What I said.
My way.
That's what we all thinking. But yeah, maybe, you know, it'll all make sense next time. I don't know. Maybe some universal force will just.
How about you listen to me next time? Okay. All right. Thanks.
Yeah. That's what I thought. And I. Yep. So with that,
I do want to add something. So being in an interracial relationship, the one thing you need to go into is asking yourself, is this something you want?
Wait a minute. Do I want this? Do I want the option of free choice, or do I just want to follow tradition?
So we've already told you that the struggle that comes with it, the loss, the grief, maybe the isolation, the being ostracized. Is this something you want? Is this also something also your partner wants? Mm-hmm. You know, and you have to understand this is taking this step. Yes, it's beautiful because, yeah, you're with somebody that you love and you're learning something that you didn't get exposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many fabric, just so many details within the relationship of learning and unlearning. But the stress, the sadness, right? The distress, or just in, again, the isolation, is that something you want yourself to go through? And is that something, because what you are feeling is going to, resonate with your significant other.
Yeah, there's a.
And you have to know they are ready for it.
What makes it so difficult in just the racial difference, right? We're in a younger generation, so we out here mixing the pot. We're mixing all the colors and the crowns. Like, we don't care, you know. But for some reason, you know, the generation before us, there's a majority that do. And as I said in the last episode we did together, you know, I'm trying to empathize with why they do care. I don't think it's right, but I'm still trying to understand this, you know. I guess you could say sickness, right? And it comes down to, at times, when you're trying to think, why don't they want this to happen? We're happy. But they're going, oh, selfishly, maybe, oh, I wanted my kids to be the certain color, or I wanted them to know all the stuff that I've been doing for the last so-and-so generations. Like, my grandpa married this person. My other grandpa married this person. My great-grandpa married this person. Like
tradition.
It's a line of all of us doing the same thing. We're all in the army. Now you want to be an artist? Like, I can't accept that. You absolutely not. You can't be an artist. Like, I won't let you, mm-hmm. You know? So that's just, that's just me trying to empathize with the idea of it. But really, I think what makes it such a fragile situation is when someone's family is turning against them. Their back is against the wall, and it's so much different than being able to have a supporting cast, whether you know, you're figuring out your partner. You might be just a few months in, but if they're grinding on your back, now you're talking real life, like, hey, are you in this till you die? And it's like, I still don't even really know you. You know, so I'm not trying to say I'm in till I die, but like, I'm not saying I'm out, but I still don't know you. It's like, hey, yeah, you need to know, because I'm never going to talk to them again. And it's so early. That's so much intense pressure for the standard that you guys should find out if you fart the same or if you like put the toilet tissue on the same way. There's so much to learn about each other. And so once that pressure is there, it's like, hey, I think that's just something to acknowledge. So that's what I feel a big thing, because if there was a supporting feeling, whether it didn't work and you knew you had that support behind you, like, we didn't work. We waited 8 months. But, you know, and where you know you won't get that support, it'll be like, again, I told you so, or this or that. And now you have to deal with that whole resentment back home. So it puts a lot of pressure on both parties, I feel. Mm-hmm. And that's like something hard to deal with. But it's something that you should discuss. And being on the other end of maybe your parents aren't racist and they are open or whatever, it's like that feeling of, dang, like, one, I don't know why someone hates me that doesn't even know me, you know? Maybe, I feel like in a lot of cases, the racist side is more willing to know the pet you have, you know, in your household. And give them all the gifts and stuff, then to shake hands with whom they aren't happy with. And I can speak from personal experience. Ooh. But also, there's a lot of you out there that I'm hearing these stories. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, yeah, the parent got this, that. But I never met the dad yet or mom yet. They just, you know, they're going off of CNN and Fox News. On what kind of person I should be or am, or whatever it may be. So I just think if you are a racist parent listening, take the time to take the time, you know?
To know who your son or daughter is spending all that time with.
Right.
Like, think about it. Wouldn't you want to know, quote unquote, this enemy that you have in your head? You know how they say, keep your friends close, but keep your, yes. So wouldn't you want to know, who is this person that has my son or my daughter
in mind control?
Next. Right. Sure. Yes.
Yeah, like, right. Brainwashing them.
If they're, you know, on their lens, like that would be my first thing. Who is this guy that they're willing to throw in the entire family away?
Yeah.
Right? Like, what is it? What's so special about this guy? Yeah.
What's his mindset like?
Growth. Expression. Love. Care. Respect.
Because it comes to that, right? What's his mindset like? Does he have respect? Like, just look at the other cues. Maybe he doesn't dress the same way you do, but does he make eye contact with you? Does he shake your hand? Does he take the time to greet everyone in the house? Like, are you catching, or is he even teachable? Does, you know what I'm saying? Like, chances are, if your partner picks someone that did a higher education, they're teachable, or they're willing to learn things out of their zone, willing to pay for school. That's already hard to fathom. Like, all right, even if they didn't finish, they started paying for school, right? So that says something about their mind. And a lot of people, you have to give them room to grow and transform. Maybe they are rude at first, right? But maybe being in the influence and being around your family and your household and seeing how things go, they have different role models and learn from, you know, learn from it. So that's all. Don't be quick to think the world's against you, because this could be the best thing to happen to you. Maybe you learn something outside of your own comfort zone, you know? So that's for y'all, you know? We're just going to combat the hate with love, because that's all you can do. And when I think about it, I say it like this, like, you can't build off of negativity, you know? So if you hating me because I'm brown and whatever else comes with that, if I hate you back, we ain't going nowhere. I mean, it'll probably end with, the hate will only end with death, honestly, right? Hey, get out. Like, I just need to kill this hate, right? So, but if you can combat it with positivity, you can build off of positive energy always. I'll give you a small example. I applied for a job. I didn't get it. I'll never get a job. I'll never get one that I want. Where that's it. It stops there. Yeah. I didn't get it. I'm never going to get anything. What's the point of even applying? Because I already know, like, this is the 40th time that they said no. So I shouldn't even apply for anything anymore. I'm done for. There it is. Like, I have it. I can't build off that. But, hey, I didn't get the job, but I'm sure I'll get the next one. I can still build that momentum, build some, you know, all right, I didn't get this one, but I'll get the next one. Go again. Didn't get that one. Ah, dang, still didn't get it. It's the 40th time, but I'm sure I'll get the next one. Then get that call like, hey, I got it. Hey, I got it. Like, you know, but I didn't stop myself. I kept building on all those no's, but coming at it in a positive way. That's what I mean by you can't build off negativity, but you definitely can off positive, you know. Like, so when you put yourself in a way of something you don't understand, but taking the time to shake the hand or, you know, get to know the man in your daughter's life or whomever, you know, the woman in your son's life or the girl in your daughter's life, the man in your man's life, you know, mm-hmm. There's so many different unlimited combinations, but you just take time and then you'll be surprised where you learn more maybe about yourself. And maybe you weren't exposed to that. So you have to think too, if your parents weren't exposed to it, if they were just only surrounded by one thing, because that's what was passed down in the generations, and they never took time to go to the picnics and invite everyone. They're just like, we only go into our picnics, you know, only in our yards. Like, no, we don't have time to da da da. As soon as I'm out of this public environment, I'm picking exactly where I'm going to be. That's hard to fathom or understand. So, you know, we'll give you that, but that ain't an excuse, you know. Just like you can indulge the news and take in all the bad stuff happening, you can definitely indulge other things and take time to
get to know
other things. Like, there's just no excuse. Like, I want to give you one, but then every time it comes down to it, it's like, nah, it's not good enough, you know? So with that, shout out to all the racists, you know, I guess we need you to keep the world balanced. You know, bugs need to be squished.
I'm dead.
Flies need to be swatted. We can't have it all. So there needs to be an evil for there to be a good. So, you know, like, I'll just come with it like that.
Hey, they have a role to play. Yeah. Everyone has a role to play.
They do. My left stroke just went viral. So I think as we speak on roles, we should do our local to global.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to roll it out. Give us a moment here. Mm-mm. For my local to global, I'm going to shout out Mediums Collective. I've had them here as a guest before. What makes this one, what I really want to indulge on is they're throwing a boat party, all right? So this is Cruising with Mediums Collective, all right? Now, for my Seattle lights, this is a timely time as it's been one of the hottest years of the decade out here or since 19, I don't know what. No AC, no problem. You're going to be on a boat. There's going to be breezes, dancing, sponsorships by tequila. If you outside, if you ain't scared of it, then this is what you're looking for. The tickets are going for a hundo, but what's included, you know, I didn't stutter, said it, a hundo. But what's included is the experience. Only 100 VIP guests can be, you know, on the boat. And if you've been out so long, I'll tell you what, you probably haven't spent money at bars for ages. So that's just play catch up. When you start doing your own business and making experience with people, you appreciate the value of it. So just know that when you're deciding to pay this 100, don't think back. Money is there to get spent, but they had to spend more to make the experience for you at the end of the day. So yeah, definitely jump on that boat. Food, shots, music, and just a perspective of a motivational front. When you're on water and licking off into an abyss, you really have perspective rather than just, you know, mobbing on ground. So, and then you're appreciative to be back on hard land when you get there, I'll tell you that. So with that, yeah, keep an eye out for the Mediums Collective. They got their boat party coming up. I believe it's sometime at the end of July. Let me see if I get the direct date. I don't think I'll be. I'll put the date in the description. And with that, I know they got a ticket giveaway. Tag 3 friends. So check out their page. I have it tapped. Nas, what you have for your local to global?
I have eshop.herbs. So it's E A shab.herbs. And she specializes in traditional Chinese medicine, mm-hmm. acupuncture, herbal medicine, and nutrition. I met this gal at a farmer's market, and her product was so clean. Her fragrance were scenty, and her display was nice. Like, and her vibes were there. That combination altogether, I stand by her product. She sells foot massage reliever gel, tea that we got from her, like rose as well. And then I think she also sells like these beautiful glass teacups, infusers. So she really does it all. And she starred in the Fox News. We don't really fuck with Fox News, but they interviewed her for her product.
Hey.
So she's doing it really big. And if you guys want anything a little more holistic in your life, order from ishab.herbs. You can find her on Instagram, and I know Maddie will tag her. But yeah,
all right,
she's killing it.
And as always, right after our local to global, I want to slide into the Depop of the week. So for the Depop of the week, I'm going to go with at 5MV, 5th Ave Modern Vintage. Let's see, I'm going to go off in their bio. Free shipping in the U.S. Search using 5MV shirts. Example, Metallica 5MV shirts or extra large 5MV shirts. 30-day returns. Okay. Okay. So let me tell you why I shouted out this page. When I look at them, one, they do the flat lay. Now, as I said before, when you model your shirts, you have a higher chance or a higher percentage of getting them off. However, when the shirt is potent, like what I see on this page, the flat lay ain't no problem. No problem at all. I'm seeing ghastly like Bambi shirts. You know what I'm saying? Bringing band shirts like Daft Punk, David Bowie, or Bowie. I might have said that wrong. There we go. Bowie, Nirvana, Kiss. These are some deadly shirts. The Police, Betty Boop. And again, all flat lays, but everything on here is no, they didn't. They got the Itachi. High grade. This person just has an eye. Spider-Man, Tupac. So I'll have the Depop tag. But again, this is a strong page because of the potency. This isn't just some regular vintage stuff. This is actually sourced. So definitely take a look at that. You know, support. Again, the recycling. That's what Depop's about. You know, one of ones. And, you know, the trees that I already killed, we just moving it. We just pushing weight. You can get some stuff off of Dalatika's page as well as Let That Boy Live. So I'll have them all tagged. With that, I just want to say, stay fresh.
Stay clean.
Stay clean.
And I want to shout out all the parents that are actively healing while trying to become a better parent so their kids don't have to heal from you. This shit is so fucking hard, but please know that me and Amadi and everyone, we're proud of you. So please keep on shifting that paradigm. Ta-da.
Just going to leave you with some good news, with, you know, something to get you through this week. Hope you enjoyed your July 4th. This episode's coming out a little late because it's holiday weekend. You know what it is. And shout out to all the pets out there. You know, they definitely help you get by. So I want to shout out Rose, you know, 8-month German Shepherd, all black. You know, she could hear this, and I don't know if she can understand it, but I hope she can. She understands her name, so. You know, I hope my dog listens to this one day and knows I loved her. But yeah, shout out to her. And, you know, shout out to you guys with pets. Take the time to, you know, pet them more than usual. You You know, look them in the eye. You may, your dog might be 3 or 4 years old. I know you love them just as much as day one. You see them like 4 months. And some of you out there are neglecting. And if that, if that's you by chance, you came across the right show. Like, change your life around. Give them a better life. All right? And, yeah, you have anything to leave people with? Any feels?
No, just don't wake up every morning and choose what violence. Just choose truth.
Choose truth. Even if the truth hurts, still choose it.
Motherfuckers get offended every day. Let it be the truth.
Exception. So, on that note, thank you for indulging on this. May this help mend some of y'all. And we're going to grind out to most likely something I heard off of Selection Radio. So, with that being said, shout out to Joe K and the Selection family. And with that, you've been blessed. So, take this soul. You've just been sooned.
Sooned.
Yeah, fanny pack, man.
Got a brand new one.